This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at VD Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into another weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. You know, if it's nationally makes sense, we'll talk about it, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard, and rightfully so, because so much excitement going on, especially right now as the Georgia High School Association Boys and Girls Basketball State Championship Tournament quarterfinals should be all in the books tonight. I stopped by a game tonight that actually, on my way in, that actually went to overtime, but pretty sure everybody should be wrapped up tonight, meaning all of the semifinal matchups should be all ready to rock and roll. And how fitting all of that is taking place as we come on after the Hawks tonight, because you know what that means when we get into high school hoops. We have my guy Joel Hillsman on, Hillsman Heavy, every week throughout the playoffs, just either recapping or previewing matchups. And tonight, he's got a big announcement he's going to fill us in on. And it involves high school hoops and the Atlanta Hawks. So looking forward to having Joel on as we, again, we'll talk about high school hoops and look at these semifinal matchups. And not enough time for us to go through all of them, but Joel, you know, he's solid, man. This is what he does. So he's going to give us some great intel. Plus, Langston Hughes, boys and girls head track and field coach, Mr. Roland Coven, he'll join the show. I had a great conversation with him. You'll get a chance to hear that. And then, of course, when we get into the prep roundup, we'll recap the week that was and all that good stuff. So looking forward to bringing you all of that as we do each and every week. Got to say hello and welcome into the show to my guy, Sonny, holding me down on the other side of the glass. How you doing, brother? Hope your week's been going well.
It is. It's just confusing because it feels like sports should be starting up right now because of the weather.
Yeah, That's a good point, but the thing, spring sports are starting up. Well, they've already started. They're a few weeks in. So you got a good amount of spring sports that are going right now. Like, I'll be having a lot of soccer, lacrosse, baseball, tennis, all that good stuff over the next, you know, couple of months until things wrap up. So you can kind of look at it that way. Because it was
like
a beautiful day.
I wasn't able to go to anything particular this weekend while it was 70 degrees was like, oh, what? There are no big
Well, you mean like professional-wise, sports-wise.
Right.
I mean, the Hawks are in action, but I guess were they home this weekend?
I mean, the Hawk, you know, basketball is one of those. It doesn't feel like a spring sport.
I get it. I feel where you're coming from. Well, that's why you got to get into high school sports. That's why we're here. That's why Prep Sports Nation is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Because trust me, I get a whole lot of my sports feel courtesy of these student athletes and coaches at the high school level that are just doing a phenomenal job. So, yeah, man, that's how you got to roll with me, man. You got to come hang with me. We got to do it that way. How about that?
I'm down.
I get you out there. I'll take you to a lacrosse game, man. You ever been to a lacrosse game?
I have. My nephew actually got a lacrosse scholarship, which I did not know they had scholarships for. So.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. In fact, speaking of scholarships, man, speaking of lacrosse, I should say, shout out to 285 Lacrosse Big Event. They're doing their second annual this year. I'll actually be out there for a remote. They're doing it at Georgia Tech this year. So congratulations to them. We'll get into details on that a little bit later, but when we get into what I'm looking forward to, but high school match and then college match, big college match up. So I'll tell you all about that. That'll be coming up as well. So, great stuff here. I'm thrown off. I wasn't paying attention. We got about 10 minutes. Yeah. Let's go ahead and do what we do. Let's get into this prep roundup.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
See, that's what happens. You come in here and you get so excited, you kind of forget what you're supposed to be doing. But anyway, before we get into the weekly recap of things that I got into, got to give a couple of congratulations here. First, want to start off with Coach Bryce Brickhouse of Walker Boys Basketball. He had the other week reached 200 career wins. So congratulations to Coach Brickhouse on that accomplishment. Always want to show love again to whenever the coaches do such things. Also want to give a shout out to Kara Butler of Hebron Christian Girls Basketball, who they are in the Final Four. We'll talk about that. But she was named the Class 2A Region 8 Player of the Year. And then also want to give a shout out to Door Door South Atlanta. Unfortunately, they were eliminated last week or over the weekend. But congratulations to Door Door South Atlanta. He was named the Class 2A Region 6 Player of the Year. And then got to give a shout out to head coach of Riverwood Boys Basketball, Buck Jenkins. He was.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Named the Region 6, or I'm sorry, yeah, Class 5A Region 6 Coach of the Year. So congratulations to Coach Jenkins on that accomplishment. All right, looking back at the week, what did I get into since I've last talked to you? Quite a bit, honestly. So it all kicked off with the Pace Academy boys lacrosse team. They were taking on Mount Vernon. They were actually hosting them. They were looking to snap a 2-game losing streak here early in the season. They were able to do so with a 9-4 win over Mount Vernon. So congratulations to them. Now, they did follow that up a few nights ago with a 10-9 win over Woodward, but unfortunately tonight they fell 12-11 in OT to Greater Atlanta Christian. But anyway, back to the win over Mount Vernon. Got a chance to catch up with head coach Chase Winter. Here's what he had to say about just watching his guys battle and the offense kind of getting back on track and them snapping that 2-game losing streak.
That's the name of the game is adversity, handle adversity. You know, you get punched in the mouth and you see guys, hey, how are we going to take it the next day in practice? I'm proud of the guys bouncing back and, you know, they came, they're like, coach, it's cold, and they're making fun of me because I'm from New Jersey and we got three Canadians. They're like, coach, why are we canceling this? So they were excited to play and I was just proud of a lot of the seniors who stepped up. I love Benjamin Gantz at the Faceoff X. And then I have a lot of the seniors stepping up in here. Just proud of them.
All right. Obviously, again, very early on in the season. But what are some of the things you want to see them kind of work on, get kinks out of, so to speak, you know, at least throughout these first, you know, few more matches before you kind of guys get really into the things?
So, great. You know, I got a great, you know, defense I feel comfortable with. But you know how they say defense wins championships. But to be honest, offense got outscored the other team in order to win. So that's the name of the game. So our guys just got to put it back in the net. Hitting pipes maybe sound great in practice, but you know, in the games, it doesn't sound as good. So got to get their guys' confidence up on the offense.
All right, and that was head coach Chase Winter again, Pace Academy boys lacrosse, after that win over Mount Vernon. Tate O'Leary finishing the night with 4 goals. Next up, I took in some girls hoops action. It was the second round of the GHSA Class 4A girls tournament. It was Marist taking on Stockbridge, and Marist pretty much after the first quarter took control of this matchup en route to a 56-24 win. Kate Harpering, the junior standout, finishing with 30 points. Honestly, she could have had more. She missed a lot of bunnies. She was mad at herself, too. But anyway, big win for them. They would go on to advance to the quarterfinals, where they would also pick up another win over Cartersville, and now they'll take on Creekside. That is going to be a fantastic matchup on, what is that, the first Saturday. Yeah, that's Saturday down in, that sucks that it's down in Fort Valley. But anyway, after the matchup, caught up with head coach Kim Hicks, and here's what she had to say about the adjustments and how her girls kind of took control in the second quarter and never looked back.
I think we started passing the basketball. I think we really tried to make it hard the first quarter. Their speed, we just really didn't trust, I think, each other. We just sat down as a team and just started passing the ball. We knew we could score on them. I think we wore them down a little bit, too. But we just got to trust each other. You know, we got to run through our trailer and transition, and we got to pass the ball. I mean, sometimes you want to over-dribble, and we don't need to do that. You know, we just need to trust each other and just execute. That's what we got to do.
All right. Now, as you get ready for round three, you'll figure out, I'm sure, by the end of the night, who your opponent will be. But what are some things that kind of jump out off the board from you that you kind of want the girls to clean up while you guys get a couple of days?
Execution. Just trusting each other. Like I said, I felt like we didn't move the ball. It was slow. We just looked like I said, we dribbled in transition, which stopped. We stopped our own transition. You know, defense looks good. I'd like to see maybe a couple more, you know, steals, maybe get up in some passing lanes. But defensively, I'm happy. But yeah, offensively, we gotta move the ball. We gotta execute. You know, little things matter. We gotta set screens. As we get further and deeper, it's gonna be tougher. People are gonna know exactly what we're about to do. So I'm proud of them.
All right, and again, it was Marist picking up that win, 56-24. That was head coach Kim Hickson, and she says people may figure out what they're going to do. Well, unfortunately, Cartersville was not able to figure it out as Marist picked up the win over them, 51-34 in the quarterfinals. And like I said, now they'll take on Creekside in the Final Four Saturday in Fort Valley. How good is this matchup? 29-2 will be Marist's record heading into that one, and Creekside will head into that matchup 30-0. Yeah, I see your face, Sonny. I wish I had the time Saturday to drive down to Fort Valley, but I got too much going on, so it's just not going to be passable. All right, let's keep it moving. That's going to be a good matchup. Cedar Grove and Luella Boys GHSA matchup. And what was that? Was that the quarterfinals? Yeah, that was no. That was the second round as well. They're region opponents. So Cedar Grove had already beaten Luella twice in the season, and they would get the third win over them, 56-50. This was a good game late, really most of the game. But heading into the fourth quarter, it was Cedar Grove up by 16, looking like they were pretty much going to put it away. And late. Luella rallies, gets within, I believe it was four, off of a clutch three-pointer. Plenty of time still, about 30 seconds or so to go. But unfortunately, Cedar Grove was able to break the press, add another basket, and that was pretty much it. But 56-50, your final in that one. Cedar Grove standout Emmanuel Manny Green, what a night he would have. 22 points for him. But afterwards, here's head coach Camden Terry on, it's tough to beat a team three times in one season.
Tonight, the main adjustment probably have been, since we've seen them a few times, we knew that they were going to be overly aggressive, so we knew that to stay poised. Another main adjustment we probably had to have for them is pretty much make it hard for number zero. Really, really good player, tough, being highly recruited. So that was kind of the main adjustment, making it hard for him. You make it hard for him, limited offense. But for the most part, really, really good team we just seen, really good team we just played. But We felt like we had a good chance of doing it, and we did it together. You know, that was kind of one of our main purposes today, just trying to do it together, no matter who scored, no matter the flashy plays, it didn't matter. As long as we came out victorious, and that's what happened tonight.
All right, now you'll get ready for that Elite Eight round. What kind of jumps off the paper to you as far as you got your team is concerned, things you want to kind of clean up and get ready for the next round?
Closing out the game. If you see this game, we was up, 15-16 with roughly 2-3 minutes left. Did a bad job of closing out the game. Did a bad job of taking good shots. Took some bad shots. I felt like we could have got better shots. But for the most part, just got to clean up moving the ball better and taking better shots towards the end of the game. And that's got a lot to do with me too. You know, calling, being selective with my play calling a lot quicker. Not letting them play as much. Keeping them grounded, things like that. But for the most part, that's pretty much what it'll be for the next game. Finishing games. Kind of been one of our things all year, to be honest, but we've been doing a pretty much better job at it, but feel like we get a little complacent at times, but for the most part, we'll be fine.
All right, and again, that is head coach Camden Terry, Cedar Grove Saints. They took care of business against Baldwin tonight. Baldwin, a team that is very familiar with reaching state championship games and winning them, but Cedar Grove getting the upper hand, 56-49, the final over Baldwin, and now Cedar Grove will get ready for Monroe in the quarterfinals. That matchup also taking place down in Fort Valley. All right, tennis action. That's right. Like I said, spring sports are here. Shouts out to the Westminster Wildcats, defending champs, boys and girls. These two programs have, since like 1997, have combined for 35 state championships. I think it's 21 on the boys' side, 14 on the girls'. But anyway, I got a chance to check them out yesterday, matter of fact. They were first region matchup against Cambridge, and both boys and girls winning 4-1. How about it was like in the blink of an eye, the girls' singles were done in about 30 minutes. What a performance by them. Anyway, got a chance to catch up with both head coaches. First up on the girls' side, here's head coach Liesl Good.
Oh, we've got a great group of girls this year. They've really come together and formed some great friendships already. Everybody comes out to support each other. There's just great camaraderie and having lots of fun. We're just happy to get a good region win today and hopefully be able to pull off another one in a couple days.
All right. Your singles lines, all three of them, finished very quickly today. What does that say to you about their mindset, about how they're approaching their matches?
All business. All business. They're coming out there, taking care of their business, and getting off the court.
All right, and again, that is head coach Liesl Good. And then on the boys' side, here's head coach Ralph Giza.
You know, we lost our top three players from last year's team, so we have guys that played doubles last year, but they have really stepped up and played really well this year. I've been very happy with the way that they've stepped into new positions on the team, new leadership roles. Today's win against Cambridge was a really good test. Cambridge is a really strong region opponent, and we won 4-1 in several matches where went to third sets, which was, that's always an indicator of how close the match is. So a 4-1 score might be a little bit indicative that it wasn't that difficult, but it really was.
Gotcha. All right. Obviously, again, very early in the season.
Yes.
But, you know, what's kind of stood out to you from your boys as far as how they've been playing and how they've approached mm-hmm. this season?
Yeah, my thing is, I could tell from, we have one senior who played today. We have another senior who's a doubles player every once in a while. And most of the strength of our team is in the junior class. And I could tell last year at the end of the season how dedicated they were, because they were self-starters with their conditioning towards the end of the season. These are the guys who are now playing singles and one doubles for us. So it showed that while we may not be, let's say, as strong at the top of the lineup, we are still very deep, very consistent all the way down the lineup. So I'm really proud of the way the guys are stepping up. I've seen improvement from everybody from last season.
All right, and again, that was head coach Ralph Giza of Westminster Wildcats boys tennis team. Sorry, I'm just trying to do too much. Shout out to the Pebblebrook Falcons. That's the game I was at. Again, they win in OT. Phenomenal matchup, 77-70. They take down Walton. They're advancing to the semifinals in 6A. I did get a chance to catch up with George Washington, but we're running out of time. Maybe when we talk to Joel, we'll play a quick snippet from Coach Washington. But, man, what a week. As you can see, I was busy, man, a lot to get into. And looking forward to bringing you more recaps as the weeks go on. All right, when we come back, Coach Roland Coven of the Langston Hughes Panthers boys and girls track and field team. Got a chance to catch up with him and have a great conversation. Track season is here, and they are the defending champs on the boys' side. So we'll talk about that and more. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.